What would you do if your income wasn't an issue? That's the question being posed by campaigners in Geneva ahead of a vote to introduce a universal basic income. Supporters are leaving their answers over billboards across the city. Among the answers here, direct to film and work to find a new form of renewable energy. But it's a proposal that has split opinion.
We have a relatively well-functioning social system for people who are out of work or who have health problems, and it works well. So when it comes to the minimum income, I'm sceptical.
The plans would see every Swiss citizen given €2,300 a month by the government, no strings attached. Those who do work would also receive the money, but have their salaries deducted by the same amount. The controversial proposals have also been criticised by almost all political parties, with some calling it a Marxist dream. This would cost the company a little over €22.5 billion. Some are worried it could lead to tax increases. The think tank behind the idea says it is necessary.
We produce more and more value with less and less human labour. So there is no longer enough work for everyone, not enough salaries, not enough people paying into the social system. We need to find another redistribution system.
Switzerland isn't alone. Among others, Finland is planning to trial a universal basic income, albeit with a lower wage, next year.